If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
In the book of Judges, it is often repeated how they will be caught up in another nation's bondage, and they would cry to the Lord, and the Lord would deliver them. And this went on and on and on and on and on. It went on and on and on and on and on. Until one day they cried out to the Lord, and they were in bondage. And they cried out to the Lord. And the Lord said, "Why are you calling me? Call those gods you served and let them deliver you." You see, we give God one day a week. We don't even read through the Bible. We had a read through the Bible in the year, and people started out with it with great expectation, but it died on the vine. Because we don't see the word of God as necessary. We can come and get our 1 hour fix on Sunday, but that's it. I don't need Wednesday prayer and Bible study. But Jesus is going to come and get me. Oh, he's going to get you all right. See, the first thing he does is create situations where you need more of him. And if we continue down that path of individuality and pride and arrogance, then he's going to allow stuff to happen where you need to turn to him. And if we continue down that path, the ultimate chastisement is death. We can die before our time. But yet we will allow people to think that they are Christians and they never set foot into the church, and then we want them buried in the church. Oh, can you have the funeral for my family member? And they've never even seen the preacher, never heard the word of God. And well, bring them in. Come on, and they can have their funeral here at church. Praise the Lord. Really? They've never been. Well, it's for the family. And the family doesn't want to be there. Gold. Love God and keep his commandments. Do what he tells you to do. We think that the New Testament removes the requirement of the Ten Commandments. Well, praise the Lord, we don't have to keep the Ten Commandments because that was the law. Yes, but it's an eternal law. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother and thy pastor, that thy days may be long upon the face of the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not steal from your job or from the Acme. Thou shalt not eat cherries to taste them and see if they're sweet before paying for them. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not kill with knife, gun, sticks, car, fist, or tongue. Thou shalt not commit murder. Oh, Pastor, those things are no longer to be kept. Oh, really? The Bible declares that when people stand before God at the great white throne, now you can rejoice about this if you're a Christian. You ain't going to the great white throne. Come on, take a moment. Praise the Lord. Believe me, I'm happy about that too, because he's still going to cut me some slack at the judgment seat. But people who get to the great white throne, here's what you're going to see. At the judgment seat is this: my child, you didn't do everything I wanted you to do. All right, I love you. Come on in. You're not going to get as many rewards, but come on in. But then when the great white throne, you're going to hell. You're going to the lake of fire. Oh, God, please forgive me. Get out of my face. Angel going to bring the next person up, and they're going to have liar put on his front. Jesus said, keep him moving. Don't even stop. A liar won't even tarry in my sight. You're going to see the other side of God. That's not for us. We won't even talk about that. There's no mercy at the great white throne. Angels stand there throwing people into the lake of fire. You ever notice the Bible says they are, whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast. That means they don't want to go. They're picked up and thrown. Them people are going to be fighting. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to. Shut up. Boom. You didn't want my grace. You didn't want my love. That's where you're going. But I went to church every Sunday, but you weren't born again. Zoom. I cast out devils in your name, but you did not know me. I preached for you every week, but you did not know me. I prophesied, but you were not born again. Depart from me. See, we don't want this. This is not what we want. We want to feel good. I'm amazed today in medical society, there's such an awareness about being addicted to painkillers. I never heard this before. So many people are addicted to painkillers. It breaks my heart to hear about all these painkillers that people are being addicted to. And doctors, bless their heart, they're trying to eliminate and alleviate your pain. And so right away they want to prescribe, you know, some sort of opiate for you. I tell mine, don't give me nothing. I'll put ice on it and take a couple ibuprofen. You know, I'll tough it out somehow. I'll release some more endorphins. I'll watch MASH. I'll watch Martin. I guess Shanae can release my endorphins. That's heaven's way of releasing pain. You just need to laugh. If you're miserable, you're going to be in pain anyway. But people are so addicted now. Why? Because they want to kill the pain. Well, church for a lot of people is an opiate. You had a bad week, so you come in on Sunday to relieve the pain. But that's not what church was for. Church was for two reasons. Number one, for the believer to gather with other believers and fellowship, strengthen each other, and work on your gifts. Secondly, to be empowered by the pastor, prophet, evangelist, and teacher, and apostle, so that you can do the work of the kingdom. God never made church for you just to come and camp out. Praise God, I'm in church. So what? Is the church in you? No. Listen to what he says. We know, therefore, the terror of the Lord. You ought to be afraid to know that you're violating God's word. Jesus said, do not omit communion. And born-again Christians just say, we ain't taking it. I ain't going. What do you think's going to happen when you stand at the judgment seat and he evaluates your works? And he looks at the list. He pulls up a list. You talk about a computer system with a memory. Apple has nothing on Jesus. Jesus had an iPhone long before this man was even born. He was already doing FaceTime. It's called conviction. When he gets in your face, and he's going to pull up everything on that record. And you say, you're going to tell him you didn't have time. Lord, I just didn't feel like going. He's going to pull it right up and say, on the first Sunday of July, you were sitting at home watching a football game instead of sharing in my supper. Don't lie to me. Don't tell me you were sick. Here it is right here. And if you need a visual representation, I'll play it on the screen for you. Jesus is the original HDTV. You think not? Ask Belshazzar. Belshazzar was having a feast, and his feast was unto idols, and the Lord's hand just wrote right on the wall, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upsharsin. He writes and tells him, your kingdom is hanging in the balance and found lacking, and you're going to lose it. Do you actually think that God is not going to judge his children? How many of you, having children or having had children, did not discipline them? Do you think God is supposed to sit in heaven and just let us do whatever we want to do? We, knowing the fear of God, listen to me very carefully. There's a passage of scripture that doesn't make a lot of sense unless you know the heart of God. He said, judgment begins at the house of God. Listen to me. He says, and if it does not begin here, he said, then how can the sinner ever be judged by God? Here's what he's saying. If God doesn't judge adultery and fornication in his church, then he cannot judge the world. He cannot judge the world. Because the world will be able to stand before him and say, you let him do it. So that's why it starts with us. When the world sees us staying home, washing our cars, when the world sees us engaging in worldly things when we should be in church, then they say, well, if it ain't important to you. Now, you talk about the Muslims all you want to, but they keep their Ramadan and they keep their holy days. I was in Universal Studios Orlando. We were walking down that road around there. Back then they had Jaws. They don't have it no more. It's being replaced. And we were walking back there, and the sun was starting to set. And when we got past a certain street, I looked, and there was a man with his family. His wife was dressed in Muslim garb. His children were there with him. He spread his prayer rug on the ground and bowed and faced the east and started praying with the setting sun. I tapped Sister Lambert and said, look at that. I said, we won't even say grace in public. And this man is bowing in front of tens of thousands of people. How much respect do you think he had? People looked over at him and said, wow, wow, he would do that? And Christians want to be so much like the world. You have to admire the Muslim lady. She dresses and covers herself. I know she's hot as all get out under there, but that's still her way. Christians look like Las Vegas hookers and don't even care. Don't even care that they represent God. Come into the house of God with clothes so tight you can't even sit down. And nobody cares. We, knowing the terror of God, we don't care. We don't care anymore. We become what the world says we should be. And that's why nobody wants to come with us. Because there's no difference.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
7117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.